First question on the sheet that we dealt with in the sugya of Kiddushin Be'ones, we said, what's the having the Gemara? Right? The Gemara said that if we said Ish Kona, I would think that even that Kiddushin can even be done Bal Korcha. So what's the having of that? That Kiddushin can work Bal Korcha. We know Kinyonim usually don't work Bal Korcha. So what's the Havmina that Kiddushin could work? So the Rashba, we first saw the Rashba who said that the Havmina was based off the Gemara in Bava Basra, the Tayu Vizavin. So he said that works since he's Gemara Machnik, he's getting the money. But I'm Dafan Ches. The Gemara there brought the case of Tayu Vakadish, right? If you force him to do Kiddushin. So we said the Zemachlokas over there, we pass the end of the day, it doesn't work. So the having our Gemara is that maybe Kiddushin Be'ones should work. We said not Bal Korcha, because the difference between Bal Korcha and Ones is that Ones, at the end of the day, she or the person being forced eventually gives in. But Bal Korcha, they still are against it even when they end up doing it. So the having of the Gemara was that maybe Kiddushin Be'ones should work, but the Maskana is, no, even Kiddushin Be'ones doesn't work. They pointed out that the problem with that is in Bava Basra they agree it works midoraisa, but midrabanan we say afkin rabanan lekedushin mineh. So it's a bit of a problem. The Rashi was saying the whole huge chiddush of our Mishnah is just something that's derabanan. So we had another shot in Havmina, the Talmud of Rashba. He said that maybe the einachanami, the Havmina, is that really kedushin bal korcha does work. Since we're makshav aliyatzia, we know that by gerushin it can work bal korcha. So we thought, oh, by Kiddushin also Bal Korcha is going to work. Kamashron, we said, Haisha Niknes, the only Hekesh that we do from Gerushin to Kiddushin is by Shtar. So since the Pasuk says, the Hulk of a Haisha Lisha Acher, we know we need her own Das for Kiddushin, and it cannot be done Bal Korcha. So then we saw some of Machlokas. Question number two, what's a din if a man was forced to be Mekadesh a woman? Is she Mikudesh? So the Bala Itter, which was quoted, I believe, in the Rashba, said that it does not work. Tayuva Kaddish does not work, since we only say Tayuva Zavin, but Tayuva Kani is not going to work. So we said the Rashba, the Rashba seemed to, so we explained it. They said that Tayuva Kani does work, whereas, Tayuva Kani does not work, whereas Tayuva Zavin does work. So just to combine question two and three, because there are a lot of similarities there. Okay. So we gave a couple reasons why it should work. When the guy is forced, it should work. So the Meiri said that it should work because it's not a matzoi case. Usually the guy's not being forced. So Afkinu is only by a woman, not a man, because it's not mostly for the guy to be forced. The Magen Mishnah said, since Gershon is Bal Korcha, the guy has a way out, and therefore we'll let the Kiddushin be called. The guy can just be Megarish or Bal Korcha, just like he was forced to be Mekadesh or Bal Korcha. So according to the Bal Itter, we said, what's the chiluk between Tayuva Kani and Tayuva Zavin? Why does Tayuva Zavin work, but Tayuva Kani does not work? And Tayuva Zavin is, I force you to sell the item to me. Whereas Tayuva Kani is, I force you to accept the item. So the Meiri says, we only say Gamar Makne if the person being forced is getting the money. But we're not going to force him to be Kona the object, right? If it's something he doesn't want, right? If you force me to be Kona, your lawn gnome, so that's something I don't want. Why you, like, I'm not getting any benefits. But only if, right, I'm getting money, so that's the only case that we're going to say Gamar Makne. But Tayuva Kaddish, right, I'm giving up the Keset, the Kedusha Keset, being Mekadesh with the money, and I'm getting this woman, which I don't really want her, you're forcing me to take her, so that's why it's not going to work according to the Bal Itter. So what about, we said, what about the Rambam? The Rambam says Tayuva Kaddish does work, Tayuva Zavin, it does work as a function, Tayuva Zavin also working. Just like it works when I say, sell me your water bottle. So it's also going to work if they say, be Mekadesh to that woman. So what's the Rambam going to hold by Tayuva Kani? So one option we could say is that he's going to say it works. Tayuva Kani works. If I say, I'll put a gun to your head and say, take my water bottle, so Rambam's going to say it works. Because all case of Ones, we say, Agavon to Gomor Machne, So Tayuba Karsh is also going to work. The Rashba seems to say it's also, he says that Tayuba Zubin works, so Kol Shekein Tayuba Kani works, right, which is against the Baal Itzur. The Baal Itzur says that Tayuba Kani is not going to work. So the Rashba might hold that if you hold you don't need Das Machna, so then you're for sure not going to need Das Kona either, since we know that Das Machna is, right, we've seen in Rashi before, we saw it in previous Shurim, that Das Machna is the key by all Kinyon. So once I know Das Machna falls away, so Das Kona is not really going to make a difference either. So the Meiri says another, so according to, again, just according to the Rashba, the Ram is going to hold that all cases of being forced is going to work because Agabonta Gomer Makne. The Meiri gives another, mirrors another way of looking at it. He says, really, the Ram is going to say Tayuva Kani doesn't work since the Kona is, there's a hefted there. Right? I'm paying money for something I don't want. I don't want your water bottle, so I'm losing out. But Tayuva Kaddish, there's no hefted. He's only giving up a pruta. Pruta's not considered a significant amount of money, so it's not a hefted. We see this seemingly from Baba Basri. Tayuva Zubin works because, and the Rashbam over there says, lo mafsid midi. There's no hefsid, so it's going to work. So the question is, what's the Baal Itzur going to say about hefsid according to the Rambam? The Rambam says there's no hefsid, so it's going to work. So according to the Baal Itzur, he would say there is a hefsid by Kiddushin. So we say maybe he actually agrees to the Rambam that it's all about hefsid, but there really is a hefsid by Kiddushin. The Sheikh Tzus won't know that the guy has to give to the woman. The Rambam, right, so what's the Rambam going to say? The Rambam's going to say, no, it's canceled out. It's offset by, he gets her ma'asiyah there. She works for, he gets her whatever she produces, and therefore, it's offsetting penalties, I guess. So we said, the Ravid said that it's going to, right, in order for Kiddushin bonus to work, the guy has to say Rotani. Right now we're in question four at this point. The guy has to say Rotani. So as the Magid Mishnah comes along and says, in Hilchos Mechira, the Rambam says you don't need Rotani. So what's the difference between Kiddushin and Rotani? And the Rambam doesn't even say Rotani by Hilchos, by Kiddushin, by the guy being forced. He doesn't say anything about Rotani. So Rav Shach suggested that maybe Kiddushin requires a Das Alimta. You need a high level of Das. We talked about this in many, many different cases. So he says maybe you need the Das Alimta, and Rotani creates the Das Alimta by Kiddushin, unlike by Mechira. The problem is, though, he quotes a Rambam as the source, so you need Das Alimta. So if the Rambam is going to say you need Das Alimta by Kiddushin, so you should also need Rotani, why does he leave it out? Why does the Ravid say that? So we have two possible answers. There's two possible answers. Rashachar suggested that maybe Rotani only is creating a Das Alimta by Gerushin. Because Gerushin, right, we know that in Hilchos Gerushin, the Rambam says you need Rotani. You have to, right, you beat the guy up until he says Rotani. You use kale prods or whatever. Probably shouldn't say that on Wayu Torah, but too bad. So Gerushin has the greatest level of Das Alimta, so we only need Das from the Baal. Gerushin works about Korcha. We don't care what the woman has to say, and therefore there's a higher level of Das. It's like you're compensating for her lack of Gemir's Das, her lack of Das Alimta by giving the husband an additional level, so you have to say Rotani. Rav Guzman, Kuntra Seish Yurim, said maybe the Rambam only says you need Das Alimta in Kiddushin because the woman's experiencing a status change. She's going from a Pnuya, or an unmarried woman, to a woman. You're adding on all these Isurim. So if they're forcing the guy to be Mekadisher, so you don't need to say Rotani. But right, by Kiddushin. But by Gerushin, right, we have Gerus HaKosov, that has to be done, that it can be done by Korcha, and therefore even though there's a status change by Gerushin, we see the Gerus HaKosov negates our need for the Svar of saying that you need Rotani for the Das Alimta. Okay, so we moved on to the Sugya of Orlov Revive the Chutzlaret. Everyone got a good workout with Zroim. So Tosfos asked the following question. He said that the Gemara on Daf Beis says Esrog is equivalent to Elon, the tree in three ways, Orla, Rivah, and Shemitah, and that Shemitah goes after the Chanta, the ripening of the fruit, not the harvest. So Tosfos says it's Mashma that Rivah is Noeg by Esrog, meaning Shari Lono, or not the Rivah. So if you hold that Kerem Rivah, that we only hold of Rivah by vineyards and not trees, what are you going to say? How are you going to learn this Gemara? So Tosfos gives two answers. Number one, very more complicated answer, more technical answer. The Amora who held Kerem Rivai, not arguing that no one holds Nantar Rivai, not arguing to the exclusion of the Shita of Nantar Rivai, rather the Machlokes just explain the gear cells in the Mishnayos and Maizer Sheni. So the Mandamar Kerem Rivai is not going to hold Nantar Rivai, and we're just saying this Mishnah is arguing with the Mishnayos in Ma'aser Shini. It's not a fundamental machlokes. It is machlokes, not the reverse kemrivai, meaning they're not necessarily going to agree to each other. They do acknowledge the existence of the other shitas. The second answer, a little more clear, is that, or more simple, that even according to the mandamar of kemrivai, there's still not the revai noig derabana. So Tosfos, at the end of the day, brought Nafkamina to really clear up the two answers. Nafkamina was in Eretz Yisrael. We know that we follow the more makel shita on Eretz Yisrael. Kol makel baharetz al kamos v'chutzaretz. So, according to the first shita, that it's a straight up machlokes. I hold Kemri Vai, and I'm not, and Kemri Vai and not Nasri Vai, versus Nasri Vai, not Kemri Vai. So, in chutzaretz, there would be no, I mean, there's no Nasri Vai in chutzaretz. However, according to the second shita, that Nasri Vai is no Ixdurabanon, so similarly also we would say Nasri Vai would be no egg in Chutzarts on a Durabanon level. So we said the problem with this is, what about Tzveika Dorais Lachuma? So we said that the Ron said, since Tzveika Dorais Lachuma, some are going to hold that it's Tzveika Dorais Lachuma is a Din Doraisa. Therefore, I need the Halakha Moshe Misinai to say that we're Mako in Makom Safi. We said the problem with this is, right, we see this in question 6, right? What's the sheet of the Rambam by Revoi B'chutzlaret? So the Rambam seems to say that, right, we first had first answer to Tosfos says there were no Kerem Revoi, then Chutzlaret there'd be Kerem Revoi, not Nasri Revoi. The second answer of Tosfos seemed to say there would be Nasri Revoi as well, only Drabanan. But then the Rambam came along and seemed to say that there's no Din Revoi in Chutzlaret, only in Eretz Yisrael. If we look at the Rambam, it sounds like from Lashon of the Rambam, there's no Kemri Vai in Chutzlaretz either, because otherwise, what'd be the what's the chiluk between him and the Gaonim that the Rambam quotes? The Gaonim say that there's no Nasri Vai in Chutzlaretz. So if the Rambam is saying there's Kemri Vai not Nasri Vai, then he's agreeing to the Gaonim. So what's the machlokes there? So what's going on with the Rambam? There's no Kemri Vai or Nasri Vai. We said we had the Grach came along and said that there's a halakha Moshe Misina that teaches us that Orla applies in Chutzlaretz. Now we want to know there's two different types of halachos the Moshe Misina. There's Mifudeshes and Mifureshes. Right? There's something that teaches me a special din, right? A special new din. Or there's something that says just like we say X over here, we apply X in a separate case. It's not a new din, we're just extending the din. So, meaning the Nafka Mina here is going to be, do we extend all the halakhs in the Torah from the Parsha of Orla, do we also apply them to Chutzar? So if you hold, it's a halakh Moshe Misinai, Mechadeshes, so no, it's a new din, and therefore it's not going to apply. But if you hold, it's halakh Moshe Misinai, before Reshes, you're taking everything here and copying and pasting it to Chutzar, so then it will work. The halakhs of Orla, of Nasri Vai, are going to apply there. So it seems to be that the Rambam is going to hold that Orla B'chutzaretz is a halakha Michadeshes, whereas Tosfos and the Gaonim would hold that it's halakha Moshe Misinai Mifureshes. And we saw the Grach was suggested that maybe the Rambam's going to Shitaso. The Rambam in Machal Sosuro says that if you eat Orla B'chutzaretz, you get Malchus Mardus, which is only Malchus Darabana, not Daraisa. So we said, oh, but what about the halakha Moshe Misinai that teaches me that Orla applies in the Chutzaretz? No, Orla Chutzaretz is Orla Moshe Mechadeshes. So it's a new din. It's not the same as the one. We're not copying and pasting from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzaretz, which would make it seem Doraisa. It's a whole new din. Once it's a whole new din, I can say it's only an Onesh Drabanan. It's not the same thing. Not the same thing that would apply Midoraisa. Okay. Question 7. Question 7, in which foods is there a din of Truma Meiser from the Torah point of the Rambam according to Rashi? And the Ravid, which was quoted by the Kafar Ferach. So said as follows. So Rashi said that we say that we go for the Meiser by Yerek, we go by Lakita, by the harvesting. And by Ilanos, by all of the trees, we go by the ripening of the fruit. So even though Meiser Ilanos is the Rabbanon, and my Tirakis also. So the drusha of the Gemara, or the drusha that from Rashi, was only in a smach, only a din drabbanan. So the Rambam seems to say that the Rambam seems to say that the drusha might be daraisa. So he said there's a comparison to the Memotzinu from the pasuk of Dagon Tirosh Vitzar to all other machos that are similar, right? We said, meaning they have similarities in regards to them being Ochel, Nishmar, and Tevua. So those also have a chiyuv daraisa. I mean, the pasuk of Dagon Tirosh Vitzar is lav davka. The Ketz Mishnah quotes the Yerushalmi as a source to the Rambam, and he says not everyone agrees to the Rambam. The Ravid in Hilchos Maaseros and Rashi and Brachos say that Maaser Ilan is only Drabon except for Dagon Tirosh Vitzar. They're warning the pasuk is Davka, so could be like the Rambam is going. He said the quote of the Sifri and the Yerushalmi, so maybe the Rambam was going like that. Says that the Tzlach and the Bnei Yeshua try to answer the Gemara for the Rambam, because our Gemara sounds like it's a Drabana comparison. So he says that maybe Maaseros, the Gemara in Brachos. So maybe that Gemara is saying that Maaseros, talking about Maaseros Bismana Zer Drabanan, whereas the Rambam would hold that in earlier times it would be Daraisa. And finally, fine. So we had Schechter. We finished off with Schechter. He said another way to explain the drasha, that it's a drasha gemara, a drasha on a daraisa level, based off the Ravid, who's quoted in the Kasef Shem, is quoted by the Kasef Referach. The Ravid over there says that Zar Shachol Truma is Chayiv Misa by Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. But even if you want to say that it's not Minat Torah, so there's no Iser Tevel, right? So meaning it's a drabanan, but the drushas derabanan, but the chalos of the hafrashas truma is going to be midaraisa. So you can even understand the drusha on a daraisa level. Meaning, to summarize, at the end of the day, so we had three shitas. We had the ravid in the Hilchos Maaseros and Rashi. They said truma's daraisa, but it's dafka the things listed in the pasuk. Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. The Rambam, truma's daraisa. And in anything that's like the Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar in the pasuk, lav davka, anything that shares characteristics with the items in the pasuk is also going to be daraisa. The Ravid in the Kasef Shem, quoted by the Kasef Referach, truma is going to be daraisa if Maaser Ilan's are abundant. So even right, anything besides Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar still has the chalos is daraisa is me daraisa minat Torah. So. Then we talked about chuppah. We said, how does Rashi and Tosfos Rid explain chuppah? What's the question on Rashi? And how does the Pnei Yeshua and the Mikneh answer for Rashi? So Rashi says that the case of, right, the Gemara said that what's the number three, that the three ways that a woman is, what's that excluding? So we said chuppah. According to everyone except for Hunu, who says that chuppah does work. So it's the Mishnah is going to exclude chuppah. So Rashi, what's the case of chuppah? The case is the father gives his daughter, brings his daughter to the chuppah. And so in that case, it's not going to work. Whereas Tosfos Rid said that no, the case is she marries someone with chuppah. Nothing to do with the father. So the question is, why does Rashi pick the case of the father gives her over? So Pnei Yeshua says, no, since the Makor of chuppah is the pasuk, by Moti Shemra, as Biti Nasati Nishazeh, that's the Rashi picked that case, because the source for chuppah is the case of the father marrying her off. So that's more of a technical answer, but the Sefer HaMikneh is a more fundamental answer. Maybe he says, maybe Rashi is holding like the Rambam, that chuppah is Yichud Aroy Lubiyah. So since we say Heinein Eidim Yichud, Heinein Eidim Biyah, the Eidim for Yichud are equivalent to the Eidim on the Biyah, so all Kirushi Chuppah should be really Suffolk Mikudeshes, right? Because we're not actually sure what went on. We're not actually sure what happened. So she needs a get. So how could you say it's not one of the? How could you say this is not one of the chuppah is not one of the three drachmas in the Mishnah? It should work to require a get. So why is that not mikudeshes? We said like the case in Gittin of Lina Imo Buntiki, where they sleep together in the hotel, right? She needs a get because we're chosh labia. So if she needs a get, it sounds like it should be mikudeshes. So again, why is the Mishnah excluding it according to the Rambam? Why is the Mishnah excluding it? So we said, well, if the case is her father marries her off, so the father is the one who has to agree to the Kedushei Bia. So if he says no, I only want to marry off with Kedushei Chuppah, so then we know for sure there's not going to be any Bia, because we only care about the father's das in that case. So therefore, there's not going to be a Suffolk Kedushin. So we mentioned the Kedush of the Mikna is that the Edom don't actually have to know. Based on Hini and Yichud, Hini and Bia, Edom don't have to know what's going on. They don't have to know what Kinyan necessarily is being used. It could be Bia, it could be Yichud. Whatever it is, they don't have to know. They just know there is some Kinyan taking place.
I could be wrong, but I thought the question was that if the father wasn't marrying her off, and it was just not okay with the Chuppah, then we wouldn't think that the Chuppah is Mikdash. We think that the Suffolk Bia is Mikdash. But it has nothing to do with the actual Chuppah. Meaning it's the Yichud. And then
right.
According to the, would have thought it could have worked, and the father marries it off, and then we say no.
Right, because we're going within the Rambam. Right. Chuppah is Yichud.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You're right. So you're right. Okay, fine. So finally, the last sugya we finished off with was Chalipin. We said, according to Rashi, Chalipin's not going to work because it's disgraceful to deny to the woman. So we were Mevatel Kini Chalipin. So we said, Isha... Chalipin lo, since Chalipin can work with less than a Sheva Pruta, lo mikna nasha. She's not gonna wanna allow herself to be kona with something of so little value. So Tosfos has four blistering questions, as Rebbe said. He said, question number one: if it's all about gnai, if it's all about right the disgrace of the woman, so then if she accepted the kedushin on her own volition, so seemingly even with less than Sheva Pruta through Kinyan Chalipin, it should work, right? If she agrees to it, must not be its gnai, or else she... Yeah, essentially. Kibla, yeah, Pasha Yerav Kibla. It's essentially, right, I guess it's Mechila. So why would that not work over there? Question number two, if it's about gnai, so the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph, right, we said the Banti Dravyanai were Makbid, they wanted a really high amount, a really large sum of money for the Kedushin. So, and we asked over there from Banti Dravyanai, how could you say that, right, Beshamai says that Beishamai says that you need a dinar. And we said, oh, but if you're going to make it about a dinar, so what about the Banti Dravyanai? They wanted more. So why don't we ask the same question? Why are we waiting until Daf Yud Aleph to ask that question? If it's all about Gnai, we should ask that question right here. If you want to make it subjective, so Shkoyach, Banti Dravyanai, they need all this money. They were mocking for all this money. So why are we waiting, Korna Rashi, why do we wait till Daf Yud Aleph to ask that question? Question number three, if we're comparing Isha to Sada, we're saying, oh, just like Chalipin works by Sada, works by Isha, so why don't we also ask about Chazaka? Assuming we should say, oh, Chazaka could work by Kedushin as well. Finally, we said, the Gemara later on asks, where do we know Shtar works? So, I don't understand. We just said we learn everything from Sada. So just say, we learn Shtar from Sada, just like Shtar works by Sada, so it works by Isha. So why later on in the Gemara are we asking, oh, Shtar Minoah? It's obvious. The Ramban... ask a fifth kasha. He says that Rashi says that we're mivatzel Torah's mivatzel kinyan chalipin because nashim don't want to be makadosh less than a sheva pruta. So I don't understand. If the reason is because less than a pruta is not a problem, so just say mivatzel Torah's chalipin with less than a sheva pruta. Why are you throwing out more than a sheva pruta also? That seemingly, if the problem is less than a pruta, so say less than a sheva pruta. Less than a Sheva Pruta is not going to work. So, based on this, we said the Rebbeinu Tam gives a different explanation than Rashi. Rebbeinu Tam said, there must be the Girsa of the Gemara. We have a different Girsa of the Gemara that we're not going to the word Nasha. That's not about what she wants. It's a din. It's not subjective. It's a din. Chalipin doesn't work. Chalipin doesn't work and because less than a Sheva Pruta is not called Kesef. So no one thought we would completely equate Sada and Isha, so we still had to ask about Shtar later on, right? Again, Rashi seemed as the assumption of Tosfos' question was that it's a full, we thought it was a full comparison from Sada to Isha. Now he's saying, no, it's not a full comparison. Therefore, we had to figure out Sada later on. And also, seeming on the same level, we had no Havamina to say that, oh, let's learn Chazaka from Sada to Isha. The Havamina, and we said, the Havamina to learn Chalipin to... from Sada to Isha is maybe because Chalipin is worth a Sheva Pruta, therefore it's a similar din of Kesef. The Gemara says, no, Chalipin can also work Pach Sheva Pruta, must be, there's no din Kesef, it's a totally different Kenyan. Okay, that's it for now. Stop.